Read on, February 2025. Playing a losing game. Rejection therapy. Something that most people try to avoid has become a popular online trend. By Siobhan Bruns. Do you care too much about what others think of you? Does speaking to strangers make you nervous? Perhaps even asking friends if they want to do something fills you with fear. Maybe something counterintuitive is the solution. Rejection therapy. Rejection therapy is a kind of exposure therapy, which is a form of what is known as cognitive behavioural therapy. Exposure therapy says that the more people experience something, the less they will fear it. The idea is that people often try to avoid what they are afraid of. Although avoidance may help them feel immediately better, it is not a long-term solution. In the long run, avoiding the thing or situation they fear will just make things worse. Exposure therapy seeks to break the cycle of fear/avoidance/fear in a safe environment by exposing people to the object, activity, or situation they are afraid of. The classical example of how this therapy works is someone with a fear of dogs. If someone is very afraid of dogs, at first, just some photos of dogs may be shown to the person. Then a small friendly dog, which is standing far away, will be introduced. The dog is moved closer and closer until eventually the person can touch the dog. Perhaps then a bigger dog is introduced, and so on. With this constant exposure to dogs, the person learns that most are not dangerous. Many are quite friendly, and, in general, there is nothing to be afraid of. No one likes rejection. However, in trying to achieve things, like finding a job or making new friends, there's bound to be some rejection along the way. And that's where rejection therapy comes in. It's even become an online trend. Some are calling it the rejection game. The game, or challenge, lasts for 30 days. To win the game, you must be rejected by at least one person every day. Attempting to be rejected does not count. You must be rejected to win the game. A website about the game says a successful rejection includes doing something that is outside your comfort zone, being in the weaker position than the person who could reject you, and, of course, making a request which is denied. Also very important is that the feelings of the person or persons you are requesting something from be respected. To play the game, the WikiHow website suggests the following. First, write some requests on index cards. Write down things that you think someone will say no to so you can win the game. Examples include asking for a really big discount when buying something, or too high a price when selling something, asking for a piece of gum, or asking someone for their phone number. All of these things should only be done if you are okay with the answer yes, of course. Now take your cards and request something from somebody. A good tip is to start small. Perhaps begin by asking something from a family member. Remember, being respectful is of primary importance. Don't do or say anything rude to the person. When someone says no, shrug your shoulders and calmly walk away. You've won. Getting rejected is hard, and it's very likely you'll feel upset when it happens. The idea of the game is it will get easier and easier to take. Fans of the game say that practicing with getting a no to a request for something that isn't very important to you will help you find the courage to ask for something that is. And perhaps the answer just might be yes. Read by Coloman Ivrian.